I don't know, maybe the vegan diet threw something off. Maybe I just needed to experiment with something else.
This is probably one of the more controversial videos that I have done, but I've seen so many vegans turn to a keto or a carnivore diet because they have so many destructive effects from eating plants and vegetables, especially on their gut health. In this video, I look at Dr. Mona Vant, who has recently gone from eating a 7-year vegan diet to going keto or carnivore because she had so many gut issues. Now, this video is based on the hard, unbiased facts from Dr. Ken Berry, Professor Bart Kay, and Dr. Anthony Chafee. And if you know somebody that eats so many plants and vegetables, consider subscribing and sharing this video with them so they understand the truth about how toxic plants are on our health.
I started all of my social media, especially my YouTube channel. It was all about vegan content, and it was something I really believed in. Different things have come up which have made me need to really readjust my diet.
So different things that came up is her problems with her gut health, especially people like Liam Hemsworth. He got kidney stones from going vegan, so it's really not healthy for our health.
First started my health journey, I was like, oh, diet food is what's healthy, like low calorie cheese and 25 calorie bread. And then I realized like fat-free wasn't actually healthy.
Fat-free and low-fat and high-carb is so unhealthy for us. We need fat for our healthy hormones, our brain, and our gut function as well.
And it went more into like getting plant-based. And at first it just started without dairy and without red meat. Here's why I actually went vegan. So I was living in LA and it's a very vegan-friendly town. A lot of my friends were vegan. At the same time, my brother was having these heart palpitations and he was going to different doctors to figure out what it was. All these cardiologists were telling different things, and there was just one he went to that was like, you need to go vegan and lose 20 pounds.
You need to go vegan and lose 20 pounds. This is why we shouldn't listen to doctors, especially cardiologists. They should know what they're talking about, but they don't know about nutrition science. So please don't listen to doctors. If they tell you this, go see another doctor.
And that's actually what made me do the initial jump to going vegan. I just kind of embraced and thrived in that lifestyle, but then I noticed my stomach area was bigger and I didn't even realize it was bloat. I thought it was fat.
That is not fat, that is bloating from all the anti-nutrients in plants and vegetables.
So I'm like going to these doctors and I'm like, you know, why am I not losing weight here? And then they were like, that's not fat, that's distension. Oh, this is bloating.
Yes, it's bloating because you're having all the anti-nutrients, oxalates, phytates, lectins, all coming from vegetables.
Everything's fine, I'm living my healthy life, I'm eating salads, and I look pregnant.
Salads are not healthy for you.
For anyone who's been following me for a while on YouTube, you might have seen some comments where people have asked like, oh my God, is that a baby bump? Like, oh, are you pregnant? It's been about 3.5 or 4 years where I've been on this gut health journey, trying to heal my gut. I don't know if it was like a slow run with being vegan and maybe something got thrown off. I don't know if stress.
It's not from just doing a slow run with vegan. Here's the thing, when you're eating so many plants and vegetables, your gut is going to get so damaged. So you're going to have things like dysbiosis, leaky gut, you're going to have SIBO, and all these things can be rectified by doing a healing protocol like the carnivore diet.
I started seeing all these different gastros and at first went to the like, go on antibiotics, go on this diet. I mean, the amount of diets and elimination diets I've done, there was just one that I did that I'll pop up as I edit this video because I can't remember the name of it. It was literally a powder that I drank, like a powder shake that I'd mix with water. You'd have like 8 a day for 14 days.
Okay, antibiotics is the worst thing that you can do for your gut health. The elemental diet is something that we should never do. We can't drink powder to optimize our gut health. We have to feed ourselves with the nutrients.
I was so desperate to fix this issue. There's also the fear of like, if my gut health is off, is that affecting my immunity and my health? And I think being in this space too, it's a really frustrating thing where I'm like, I know all the right things to do. Why isn't this working? I'm so healthy.
It's so frustrating when you don't know the answer, but the doctors are telling you something that is wrong.
After going to different doctors, I ended up seeing functional medicine doctors. And I think it's interesting how we want the easy route first, like Western medicine, just give me the pill. Then usually the more spiritual, holistic, natural route was kind of like your last attempt, when now I've learned that it should be your first attempt.
So true. So when we're wanting to go to Western medicine, we just want that pill, but pills are actually made from plants, especially pharmaceutical drugs. And when you actually get to the root cause of the problem and get away from all the toxins, that's when the real healing actually happens.
I think getting to the root of what's going on. As I was going to different doctors, they were all basically like, you need to eliminate so much fiber. You need to eliminate legumes. You need to eliminate raw fruit. There was just nothing left for me to eat.
there's nothing left for you to eat because you have damaged your gut and you've damaged all of your hormones from eating plants, fiber, legumes, and also all the other anti-nutrients that come with a plant-based vegan diet. So that's what you have to do if you want to heal.
At some point, I had to start adding in things. And at first it was just like, let me add a little bit of fish. Okay, let me add in a little bit of red meat because my iron was so low.
And that's the thing, when you're on a vegan diet, you're not actually getting the heme form of iron. So there's two types of iron, heme and non-heme, but the more bioavailable iron is from meat. So I really commend her for having fish and red meat. Good on her.
And, you know, thyroid was off and there was just all of this stuff happening. Started out with just fish and then I started adding in red meat and then it was even like more elimination. That almost had to become the main thing that I ate. I also want to
Sounds like a carnivore diet.
Say, I know there are so many differing opinions on this. I have gone through so many different diet types. I've tried low FODMAP, I've tried Candida, I've tried keto, and I'm still on this journey.
I wonder what would happen if she went full on carnivore.
It's been difficult. The judgment that I, you know, worried about in terms of not even just social media, because obviously this is something I'm just starting to really share right now, but social settings.
So true. When we go eat out, we are concerned about what other people are thinking about us. And sometimes people judge us. So I understand that there is concern around eating out.
Taught me a bigger issue in terms of labeling yourself with really anything, but like this diet type where you're like, I'm vegan. You're human.
Yes, we are human, but humans are actually meant to be eating a meat-based diet from over 300 years ago. That's what we evolved to eat.
You are going to evolve and change and your body changes and so many different circumstances change.
Okay, so I would agree with her and disagree with her a little bit. Yes, we evolve and change, but from a gut perspective, over 3 million years ago as Homo sapiens and also as humans, we haven't evolved that much to be changing how much we're eating. And I really don't think that we should ever be entirely plant-based. Majority should be animal-based.
We'll say that when I do eat meat, I make sure I buy from like grass-fed and finished, humanely raised, organic. Like I'm focusing on the right things. It was difficult. I remember this one time I was with my boyfriend and we were at this event. And at the time I was on an extreme like elimination diet where pretty much all I could eat was like proteins and fats.
Sounds like carnivore.
And like soups. So in terms of vegetables, it had to be pureed to just be very calm on my stomach. We're at this football game. There's like a bunch of catering and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm just going to eat when I get home because I don't want to eat meat in front of anyone. At that point, I was still like ashamed of it and embarrassed. The game ended up going way longer than I thought and I was getting hangry at this point. I don't know if you experience hangry, but I think it's a certain personality type.
Okay, it's not a certain personality type. And I'm sure that you have felt the same way where you're so hungry and you get angry and you'll just eat anything inside. So it is something that happens. Definitely, I felt it.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I need to eat. Everything else was either like breaded or grains or whatever. And the only thing was a steak. And I'm like, I can't eat a steak in front of people. Like I was so anxious about it.
So that's a thing. Like, I mean, feeling that you can't eat steak in front of people because she thinks she has to be vegan. We have to get away from that. We have to be truthful to ourselves.
I was so ashamed and like worried if anyone there would judge me. When in reality, I don't think anyone cares.
No one cares.
But it's just the pressure we put on ourselves. So my boyfriend went and got the steak for me, would cut it into little pieces and then secretly feed it to me when nobody was looking. It's too much pressure. It's too much pressure to worry about what everyone's thinking when you know that you're doing the right thing for your health and your body.
Now, you don't need to feel ashamed about your diet, especially if you're on a carnivore diet. We need more experts shouting out to the rooftops about how important meat is for our health. And that's why I created 30-day monthly challenges. This is a no judgment zone. I have the best experts every single week, including Dr. Anthony Chafee, Professor Bart Kay, and they're going to tell you the truth about what you need to eat and how to achieve optimal health. I'll leave a link right here so you can join. I hope to see you there.
What have I noticed since I stopped being vegan? The first thing is my hair. So I noticed my hair was getting thinner as soon as I started adding in some animal protein. My hairdresser was like, I don't know what you're doing, but your hair has never looked this good.
So this is a thing when you add in animal protein and the fats, it's a zinc, B vitamins, and also the iron that comes from fat from animal meat that's going to help with your hair, your skin, and your nails.
Definitely less bloated, not eating so many fruits and vegetables.
Because there's no anti-nutrients that you're actually feeding yourself from fruits and vegetables.
My digestion feels better. I'm still not fully there yet, so I am still on this gut health journey. I have so many close friends who are fully vegan and thriving. Like, their hair is super thick. They've never had digestive issues. I don't think that it's a diet that doesn't work for everyone. And
I think that's a bit surprising. I mean, if some people do well on a vegan diet, that's great. I don't think everybody has to be carnivore, but maybe they don't have the same gut issues.
I still believe plant-based food is just so amazing and wonderful for you.
I disagree.
But if you have a weak gut, it can be hard to digest.
If you have a weak gut because you're eating too many plants and vegetables, which is destroying your gut, that's why it's hard to digest.
I don't know where I'm going to be in the next couple years or 5 years or 10 years or 1 year, because I think we are human and we evolve and we change based on our needs and our circumstances and how our body changes. My current eating style is clean. What I've learned now, even honestly through this gut health journey, because I was so focused on what's really bad for my gut, what's really good for it, like avoiding gums, avoiding natural flavors, avoiding soy lecithin.
Avoiding anything that's not a one ingredient food. Look, when we have all these processed garbage foods, that's what's destroying our hormones and our gut health. And so when you're eating vegan, vegetarian, plant-based, you're having products that have multiple ingredients in it. But when you go animal-based and you're sticking to meat, eggs, seafood, and butter, that's what's going to help you with your hormones, your gut, and your whole entire health.
Avoiding things that are commonly put, honestly, in a lot of processed vegan food and just processed food in general. If you're eating a whole food plant-based diet where everything's like totally natural, that's also amazing.
Really? I don't think so.
It's hard, but it's amazing. And even that I couldn't do because I had to eliminate nuts, seeds, legumes, and grains.
Because they contain anti-nutrients that actually leach into your bloodstream and actually cause oxalates and oxalate dumping and pain and inflammation.
So what am I really left with? So right now I'm just eating a very clean diet. It's mainly protein, a lot of fat, which that was even just crazy to me because I used to think that my body didn't handle fat as well. And now I'm realizing that it really does help. And it's actually extremely hydrating.
I'm so happy that she said that fat is so good for you. Fat is so hydrating for your health and for your brain and your gut. So it's a good thing that she's eating fat. If she could have fat from butter, that would be good. And from things like fatty beef, that would be good. But she's doing a good step. Avocado, coconuts.
When it comes to fruit, I'm sticking to berries because they are like low glycemic, low FODMAP, and I'm stewing them because anything softer and warmer is going to be easier for your body to digest. So far, so good. I'm really focused on right now is having no stress related to food. When I'm out, if I can only find one thing on the menu and it's not perfect, that's okay.
I love that. Don't focus on perfection, focus on progress. So even if you are out, you can't find something perfect, that's okay because 99% of your result is going to come from what you do most of the time. So don't stress. I love that.
This is one of the biggest reasons I'm so particular about the food that I keep in my kitchen, the types of things I have at home, because when I'm at home and I can control it, I want to be on.
So you have control of the foods that you have in your house. So pack your fridge and your pantry full of carnivore approved foods, even if it's keto or low carb, no matter what your lifestyle is. But when you go outside, you can also make good choices.
Because why not? It's just easy. Like I know the right options. That way, when I'm out and I can't control what I'm ordering or what's on the menu, I don't have to stress about it. And I can just let go because life isn't always going to be perfect. If you're currently feeling stuck in terms of wanting to transition out of plant-based or vegan and want to add in some animal protein, I do want to give advice on how to still keep it as clean and healthy as possible. So here are some things to look out for. If you are eating red meat, I'd highly suggest looking for grass-fed and finished. Grass-fed versus grain-fed is a huge difference in terms of how red meat affects you. And the reason why for many years we thought red meat was so bad for you was because we weren't taking this into consideration.
Okay, so here's the thing. Even Dr. Berg and Dr. Ken Berry say that the difference between grass-fed and grain-fed is very minute. There's a 3% difference between if you eat grass-fed and grain-fed. There's a little bit more vitamin E and CLA in grass-fed, but if you can't afford that, that's okay. You can do grain-fed beef.
And the people who they were studying who ate a lot of red meat were also drinking a lot of alcohol and very sedentary, and it was grain-fed. And then when they started really looking at studies of grass-fed cows with a healthy lifestyle, it actually was really good for you. When you're ordering,
if you can afford it, go for it. If you can't, it's really not a big deal.
During chicken, my recommendation is pasture raised. So I know sometimes there's the free range and the pasture raised. This goes for eggs and chickens. Pasture raised actually gives them more space. So, you know, the food industry is always trying to find loopholes to make more money.
That's true. The food industry always wants to make more money at the cost of your health. When it comes to chicken, I usually don't eat chicken that much because it's not that high in saturated fat. But if you can, just go for the best that you can. If you can't afford pasture raised because it can be really expensive, go for what you can afford. Same with eggs. Eggs is really, really good in choline. It's the only thing that has high amounts of choline that can help with your brain health.
At our expense, we are ever evolving humans. And also, as the research changes, we'll change. Like maybe in 5 years, we're going to realize something we've been doing now is really bad. How many things do we learn are bad that we used to do, you know, 10 years before? Like,
that's so true. 10 years ago, we thought that cholesterol was bad, and look at what we're learning now. So I agree with her. I hope this video provided you some clarity around how bad vegetables are for our health. And if you want more information, you can join the 30-day monthly challenges. Every single week, I invite the experts from the carnivore community onto my challenges, like Dr. Anthony Chafee, Professor Bart Kay, and Dr. Ken Berry. And they're there to help you understand the truth about what is right for your health. I'll leave a link right here so you can join. I hope to see you there.